Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Thanks for joining us. Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. There are two kinds of people, those who believe us, and those who continue to enjoy being lied to. But I'll tell you this. The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war, to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex want to keep us sick and weak. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers. The media is a propaganda machine pushing an agenda coordinated by a few men who own every channel and network. Enjoy the show. You are listening to The Conspiracy Soldiers.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. It's December 15th, 2024, 4:05 a.m. Another Forefathers episode. Can't believe Christmas is in 10 fucking days.
Ancient Egypt and everything.
I got a guy from Egypt that wants to come on next weekend.
Interesting.
And so, like, whatever. But Clem did.
He didn't call me and ask me to tell his daughter that we were friends.
I don't think he has your number, does he?
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
Yeah, the pussy. You texted both of us one time, and he never.
Oh,
he never
responded
or anything.
Yeah.
Mr. Right. Secret.
You want to hear Clem's voicemail?
Yeah. All spend right, a minute.
Up. Let me share.
Clem and Fupa Jones.
All right.
Good evening, Conspiracy Soldiers Hotline. It is Clem Stump, and I'm calling because I don't know if you saw the news that it looks like Creepy Uncle Joe is going to pardon Hunter, which means for the first time in his 50 years in politics, he's doing something the American people want. Everyone loves Hunter. We're all Hunter Biden.
Okay.
Good evening, no, Conspiracy Soldiers Hotline.
All right.
Yeah. What did you think about that whole thing? Because that happened a while back.
Yeah, this is an old one. That was from December 1st. But we've had guests on and shit. I didn't get a chance to play it. I just wanted to play it because we support Legs and Eggs over there. Go check out Legs and Eggs podcast. It got super good audio. But it didn't fucking surprise me one bit. What about you?
No, I mean, I expected it. Despite the fact that he said that he wouldn't do something like that, I thought.
Yeah, how many times he said that? And
yeah.
Now, have you heard about all these preemptive pardons that he's talking about for his cabinet?
No, I have not.
I don't know if he's talking about it. I think it's people like speculating. Like Fauci, preemptive pardon. Come on, man.
I mean, wasn't Hunter pardoned for like all the crimes he's already done, including the laptop, the FBI?
Well, it went that's the funny part. Joe Biden pardoned him all the way back to 2014, which this laptop shit doesn't go back that far. He went back to 2014 to cover up the Burisma shit. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
All right, so Biden put Hunter on the board of Burisma, which is a Ukraine energy company. All right. Okay, so all the surrounding countries around Russia. So the United States and NATO has been trying to strong arm Russia, right? But they're sending energy to all these countries that surround them, right? So they would be like, all right, you got to blackball Russia. And then Russia would be like, oh, you want to play games? All right, we're shutting off your fucking electricity and your heat. And then they would change their mind. Like, okay, fuck. They're freezing our people out. So then they started the United States. They went into Ukraine in 2014, installed a fucking, a cabinet, and then they put this Burisma company, which is an energy company. So now, if Russia fucks over one of these countries over there, now they got this Burisma company to send them energy and heat and all that shit. And Hunter Biden was on the board, and he was doing some fucking crooked shit. So, all right, there's a video. Let me see if I can find it. But Joe Biden was bragging. This was during, I think it was the Council of Foreign Relations or a Bilderberg meeting, right? And there was a prosecutor in Ukraine that was investigating Burisma. And so Joe told, he got a hold of the politicians and shit, and he's like, hey, I want this prosecutor fired. And they're like, for what? We can't do that. He goes, oh, really? Then you're not getting your $1 million. And he was bragging about it. This was on video. And then he goes, oh, what do you know? All of a sudden, the prosecutor got fired. And then everybody in the audience started, like, clapping and giggling. Like it was just a joke. it's criminal and it's right out in the open. But go ahead and talk about something. I'm going to see if I can find that video real quick.
Yeah, that's a really...
Your mic...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I'm
smoking don't like that, shit. That
shit. Yeah, no, it definitely feels like it's very crooked, and
yeah, they don't try to hide it.
And I really don't give I do care about the money, but it does make me feel a different level of distrust when that whole Biden family has been, involved in so many like really odd things that are not Christian like, but not like morally good or morally well. We've read that Hunter Biden's daughter had that diary that somebody found.
You're talking about Joe Biden's daughter, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you said Hunter.
Oh, I'm sorry. But yeah, Joe Biden's daughter. And that got silenced. That disappeared. And then all the pictures of Hunter Biden with, like, little girls dressed up sexually. Like, that's kind of fucking odd. Why is that not something we're pursuing?
Right. I think it's been scrubbed.
Dude, I'm telling you, a lot of stuff is scrubbed. I'll save it, I'll bookmark it, and I'll try to come back and find it, and it's gone.
Yeah.
And it's always a gem. Like, the gem of what I think I'm going to be talking about, I can never fucking find in our episodes when it comes time to do the episode.
All right. I can't find a clip of Joe bragging about it, but... there is a short clip that I can play that kind of explains it because I'm not articulate. I didn't really put it out there that what I was trying to say, so I'm going to play this. All right.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
That we should be providing.
Never mind, my bad.
Dude, that Biden looks so different into Biden now, and it's not just like getting
when
older.
When I marched in the civil rights movement.
That we should be providing for our team, our others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over,
it is,
I guess, the 12th, 13th time.
All right, this is the Council on Foreign Relations, but this isn't the clip I was talking about.
There was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "No, I said I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was what, 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch, got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
Okay. That was a different video.
All right,
shut up, Joe.
And also on the program, now
God damn it. All right. That was literally a different video, a different background, different people he was talking to. He said exactly the same fucking thing when he was standing in front of the people at Bilderberg. He's like a fucking, he just memorizes shit and repeats it and regurgitates it. But yeah, it was $1 billion, not a million. I'm a fucking idiot. But yeah, he admitted it. You know, he's a fucking scumbag. All right. Got any clips? I got some. Oh. XRP, have you looked at it lately?
No, I do not.
What was it the last time you remember me talking about it?
I don't remember.
All right, well, just to recap, when I first started talking about it and telling everybody to buy it, you remember what it was at?
Nope.
About 50 cents a share.
Yeah.
So, say you bought 200 shares. How much would that cost? Like 40 bucks or something? 80 bucks. Right? Am I? Come on. You went to college. Check my math.
You always do this shit to me. What is it again?
It was 50 cents a share. How many? Say you bought a couple hundred shares. What would that be?
How many? What is a couple hundred?
200.
200? That's $100.
Okay, you spent $100, bought 200 shares. Now, it's $2.50 a share. And people are nervous right now about crypto because, so it skyrocketed after the election. Right? And I told everybody it was going to do that. I'm not saying I'm a fucking expert, but I did say that. You can look it up. I've got the documents. I said that. And it went up $2 a share after the election. But people are still nervous because Trump is not in the office yet. They've tried to assassinate him twice. All right, when he actually gets inaugurated, that shit is going to go up to at least $5-6 a share. I'm telling you right now, you heard it here. I've got the documents. You can look it up. That's my Alex Jones impression, by the way.
When you sent that clip over the phone to me over a text message, I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Right. I was hammered. I listened to it back again when you texted me and said, what are you talking about? I'm like, what is he talking about? I said, oh, yeah, I sent a voice message.
But right. Talking about crypto, did you see about the Hawktua girl?
Yeah, she fucked people over.
Yeah.
Man, money's a motherfucker. I think she's going to wind up like one of these. I think she's going to wind up in a bad place, man. That shit, all that shit just happened too fast. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But then I also read that there was this young kid.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
That put out a crypto coin.
Uh-huh.
And people bought it. And he shut it down or something. And he kept all the money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Trump just came out with a new coin. Him and his sons. I think he put it in his son's name. So there wasn't like a conflict of interest. And I tried to buy it, but it's not on the fucking app that I use.
Huh.
So I kept. Yeah, I kind of gave up. I'm like, all right, fuck it. It wasn't meant to be. All right, where's this fucking clip that I'm looking for? It's got to do with crypto. It's Greg Reese from the. Oh, here it is. All right. Share my screen.
After Trump was elected, Bitcoin surged past 100,000 for the first time. Trump has said that he will somehow maintain USD dominance against the BRICS nations. And Michael Saylor has suggested a radical way to do this.
So the very simple idea is buy 20 or 25% of the Bitcoin network on behalf of the US government, catalyze the development of that world reserve capital network, and then let all the Chinese and the Russians and the foreigners sell all their other assets and buy Bitcoin, and then the money flows into the United States. If you want to put a great twist on it, dump your gold, sell all the U.S. gold, buy Bitcoin, then the trade is free because you could buy 5 million Bitcoin for the cost of the gold. You will demonetize the entire gold asset class, and our enemies hold gold in their banks. So their assets would go to zero. Our assets would go to $100 trillion, and we would control the world's reserve capital network as well as the world's reserve currency network.
This scheme could magically wipe away the current deficit, which Trump alluded to in the recent past.
Who knows? Maybe we'll pay off our $35 trillion, hand him a little crypto check, right? We'll hand him a little Bitcoin and wipe out our $35 trillion.
Early Bitcoin advocate Roger Ver is being threatened with 109 years in prison for tax evasion, even though he renounced his U.S. citizenship in 2014. Weeks after publishing his book, Hijacking Bitcoin, The Hidden History of BTC, Roger Ver was arrested by Interpol in Spain and has been held in the country at the behest of the U.S. government. He was recently interviewed by Tucker Carlson as to why the U.S. government is after him.
There was no doubt in my mind whatsoever that people were going to start using Bitcoin as money. And so I thought, oh, this is every libertarian's dream come true. Suddenly now we're going to have a choice. Bitcoin was supposed to be money for the world. Bitcoin was supposed to be used for payments as peer-to-peer cash for the world. And that's how people were using it. And, you know, I was doing payroll in it and I was paying my suppliers overseas. But then later, this giant wave of censorship took place. Anonymous people that nobody knows their real names managed to get control of all the main discussion platforms for Bitcoin. And then suddenly, one day overnight, nobody was even allowed to advocate for Bitcoin being used as money. And they censored anybody that tried to do that. And initially, everybody saw through it. But then everybody that came to Bitcoin after the censorship began, they just started believing it. And today, the main people that are out there promoting Bitcoin, they literally say, oh, Bitcoin shouldn't compete with the US dollar. Bitcoin, you shouldn't use it as money. You shouldn't use it to pay for things. Like, Bitcoin is just a digital asset. You should just hold it. And it's the exact opposite. They've through the censorship and the propaganda, they've literally hijacked Bitcoin. And I literally wrote an entire book about it. You can find more at hijackingbitcoin.com. It's available on Amazon and everywhere else. And lo and behold, just a couple of weeks after the book is published, I get arrested, and now I'm facing 109 years in federal prison for having exposed the way in which Bitcoin was hijacked.
Is it now possible to conduct any kind of business with crypto anonymously?
So in the early days, everybody thought Bitcoin was basically anonymous, and people treated it that way. And then websites came up that were selling things that governments might not necessarily want you to buy. And people were using Bitcoin for that because they thought it was basically anonymous. And then later on, we found out that it wasn't anonymous at all, but additional steps were taken to make Bitcoin even less anonymous. And today, most people are just using custodial wallets, which are, you know, it's not even a wallet. It's just an account, and it's no more private than your, you know, Bank of America or PayPal account. In fact, it's even less private. People are claiming that Bitcoin is freedom money, but I'm really afraid that they're literally building the financial prison walls around themselves. Like, if you look at what's going on in El Salvador.
All right, that's enough. You get the point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fucking Bitcoin went crazy after Trump got in office. And there's a football player. He's on the, I think he's on the Ravens now. He used to be with Cleveland, Odell Beckham Jr. Mm-hmm. He asked for his contract to be paid in Bitcoin. And everybody was talking shit about him. And then it basically fucking doubled. You know, damn. So that was a fucking smart move. Now he's like, oh, all right, who's laughing now, motherfuckers? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, it fluctuates.
Yeah, that Trump currency is called Trump coin.
I'm talking about World Liberty Financial. Is that the one you're looking at? Yeah.
I don't know.
It's all right, so I was saying the XRP was like 50 cents a share.
Yeah.
That shit is like 0.0000003 or some shit. So, like, all right, another coin that I'm not saying I'm an expert here, people. I told you guys to buy XRP. The next coin I'm going to tell you to buy is called Shiba Inu. All right. That's another one that's like 0.0000 something. So I've got like 3 million shares of this motherfucker, and it's supposed to go up big time, right? This is the type of shit that makes people rich. All right, but that World Liberty Financial, that's in the same that's in the same boat with Shiba Inu, but you can get either one of those. But, all right, I'm just going to shut up. I'm not a financial advisor.
Yeah, but kind of similar tied to that topic. Remember, I think we talked about it in an episode about the founder of Silk Road.
Oh, yeah. And Ross, I wonder if Trump's going to pardon him. His name is, you remember his name?
Ross William Ulbricht.
Ross Ulbricht, that's right.
Yeah, he really got screwed over by the FBI. And it was because, I think it was because they felt this threat, you know, like they don't need us involved in transactional things with our currency to achieve things. Like, they don't want to like liberate or give up that power. You know, that everything has to go through their banks and the IRS and all this bullshit.
Yeah.
But, man, he got really fucked over. I encourage anybody that could enjoy stories about, you know, like government infringement.
If you could sell shit without being taxed or some shit, or you could sell, like, illegal goods, supposedly. But that's not on him. That's on the people that were doing it. But they didn't like the fact that people could do it, so they just went after him.
And it was because they were using Bitcoin. They were one of the first, you know, like, people to start using Bitcoin.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that, yeah.
And it ties into what the video was saying. A lot of people thought that the government couldn't track that information. You know how people, they go on the dark web using like a, like that browser Tor or whatever.
Yeah.
And they use VPNs and all this shit and they think they're safe. Well, guess who developed those browsers? The fucking government.
Yeah. Right.
And they know all the back ends. And same thing with the VPNs. I really don't know if any of that shit is safe. I think I don't know. Unless you're like out in the middle of the woods having a conversation with another fellow human being, I don't think the government cannot hear what you're talking about.
Yeah.
With no electronics on you, just two human beings out in the middle of the fucking woods, unless they're fucking hacking the trees or something and putting cameras up there. I don't know. Or maybe there's birds flying around that are drones, you know, recording you, because birds are drones. You know, we believe that.
Yeah, birds aren't real.
But dude, so
hey,
yeah.
Now, what were you going to talk about? I'm sorry
about this whole drone thing going.
That's
on
what I was getting ready to bring up. You talking about in Jersey?
Yeah,
these motherfuckers are like 6 feet long, dude. These are huge drones. They're like the size of cars, right? And people keep videotaping the shit. It's fucking Project Bluebeam, right?
It is.
That's all it is. I wouldn't give a fuck.
I don't think it's anything spiritual or anything like that. I don't think it's angels. Like, some people have taken videos of them, you know, kind of like looking like wheels, you know, like Ezekiel or some of the prophets in the Bible saw.
They do that shit on purpose, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
They're going to start projecting images of Jesus. You know, like looking from a painting or something, you know, telling us to do something. I'm serious.
Oh, you mean, what's his name? Caesar Borgia?
Yeah. The Pope's son.
Right.
Which is a crazy thing to think about. But no, for real, like they're going to start using religion to try to mind control us into some of this shit when it's really dumb.
Yep.
And it's funny, like there's so many. There are politicians like actually standing up and asking for answers from the government, including Trump, saying, you know, like, why isn't the government investigating this? Like, if you see one, just fucking shoot it down.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's how you know it's them, because they haven't shot the shit down yet.
Yeah.
You got fucking drones hovering over intelligence agents' houses. That's what they're reporting for hours. And they just let them go. Come on, man.
Look how hard they went.
We ain't that stupid.
Look how hard they went on that Chinese balloon that was flying. They fucking had, like, you know, like aircraft out there fucking trying to chase it and fire it down. Where's our military jets fucking doing this to these things?
Yeah, right. That's how you know it's fucking Blue Beam, dude. It's just the beginning. It's going to get worse. And they're in panic mode now because fucking Trump got elected. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But speaking of Jesus, have you heard of this AI Jesus in Switzerland?
No, I have not.
All right. So you're Catholic. You know how like the confession booths are?
Okay.
So they have an AI-generated Jesus on the other side of the confession booth. This is in Switzerland. It's a Catholic chapel in Switzerland. It's called Deus in Machina. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Deus Ex Machina?
Okay, there you go. It's at Peter's Chapel. Started in late August. So you go in, do your confession or whatever, and then this artificial intelligence is supposed to talk to you as though as if it was what Jesus would say, all right? But you got to sign you got to sign off on it. Like, whatever happens, it's not on us. You know what I mean? Like, what? I don't. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it's about. It's crazy. But, yeah.
Yeah, Deus Ex Machina is the Latin phrase that means God from the machine.
No and shit.
It's a plot device that involves an unexpected event that resolves a seemingly unsolvable problem.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And the origin of it actually comes from ancient Greek and Roman theater, where it described a crane that lowered a god or goddess onto the stage to resolve a plot.
Okay.
So here's the
chapel theology, and he's talking about it. He says, what was really interesting to see that people really talked with him in a serious way. They didn't come to make jokes. Said chapel theologian Marco Schmidt, who spearheaded the project. Most visitors were aged 40 to 70 and more
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Netflix respondents found the experience stimulating, then did Protestants, the report showed. Schmidt was quick to point out that AI Jesus billed as a Jesus-like persona was an artistic experiment to get people thinking about the intersection between the digital and the divine, not substitute for human interaction or sacramental confessions with a priest, nor was it intended to save pastoral resources. So, I don't know, man. I think this AI thing is starting to look more and more like the Antichrist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I concur. But one thing, though, that I do see as like a silver lining in this psyop, this deception, you know, that they're trying to push on us is the fact that people are falling for this and people are kind of like looking into it and going there. Because I think we need to seek God more.
Right.
It's like a natural thing to try to seek God and get answers. So I mean I think at least we can look at that in that way, but I do think that AI is kind of like an evil thing, man.
Right. Some people drink or take mushrooms, and some people go talk to a AI generated I don't, whatever, man. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab another beer.
All right. I'll wait for you.
Here's a brief intermission so we can grab another beer. Julio's not over there. I just got back from grabbing a beer. What's up, Julio? Oh, he got his headset on.
What'd you say?
I said, what's up? When I got just back, here. I threw out a couple of cans, crushed a couple of cans and grabbed a couple more. And when I got back, the music was already stopped. And you weren't there. Maybe we shouldn't do that anymore.
That was like 2 seconds. I just got up to like go see what was what kind of pizza they had ordered today for dinner.
They ordered from your place?
No, they ordered Marcos.
Oh.
So this is a funny story. So I used to love Marcos.
Yeah.
I don't like pizza very much anymore.
But anyways, like Jacob's.
I don't think I've ever had that one.
They do Cajun crust. I like that.
Ah, that sounds good. The only pizza that I really do enjoy is Gino's. And every Monday and Wednesday, you can get like a large for like $5.99 or something like that. I forget what it
is. Oh, shit. That's pretty good.
Yeah, dude, it's a deal. But they are always busy when that deal happens. So Marcos offers Roma crust. Roma. And it's kind of like an Italian seasoning on the crust.
Yeah.
So a couple years ago, I don't know what happened, but I was handing out the slices of pizza, and Lisa, my wife, noticed a booger, like a crusty booger from my nose, fall on the crust. and ever since then, every time I say Roma, she gags.
Oh, you nasty motherfucker.
I didn't know I had a crusty, you know, like nose, you know. I think I was sick at the time.
You had to have been.
But today I asked her, I was like, did you order Roma?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what else I got here. I got a clip of Cat Williams talking shit about medicine. He's coming out against some of this bullshit more and more lately. But, you know, he was talking shit about Diddy not too long ago.
Yeah.
Before the shit came out, right? But this is just basically a comedy skit, but it's true. To me, it is.
They supposed to be putting medicine in America to help motherfuckers feel better and help you live better. But these motherfuckers don't give a fuck about the medicine. They out making their motherfucking money. They give you one medication supposed to fix some shit, and the side effect fuck up your leg and shit. Then they give you another one to fix that, and it fuck up your arm, and now you on two medications looking like a flamingo in front of your motherfucking children and shit. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck. Just one month, they say this is the best medicine ever. It'll cure everything. And then 3 months later, you hear this quiet ass commercial. Have you or one of your loved ones been killed from using our medicine? Dial 1-800-R-BAD. That's 1-800. Are bad. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck. Weed is still illegal, and all of that shit is still fucked up.
Yep. That about sums it up.
We were talking about that in our last episode with Brian.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up, Brian? I can't wait to hear his fucking song, man.
Yeah, same here.
You said you were going to do that shit like fucking 2 years ago, you piece of shit.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm a drummer. I'm a percussionist. I don't really make music. You know what I mean? I'll play along to a beat or something.
Yeah, because you can.
So that's on listener Jason, my buddy. Where's our theme song? Where's our collaboration?
But you can fabricate percussion. You know what I'm saying? With a.
Yeah.
You know, like I was doing that shit when I was a little kid with them fucking keyboards, man. You can make the drum beats and all that shit.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not trying to put drummers down. I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know what he's got in mind, but it.
Hey, I think what you're trying to say is you're trying to say that a drummer can be replaced like.
With
like
AI?
Like between a dildo and a dick.
Right.
You just don't feel the same way.
Come on. Okay.
But you know what? Going back to the medicine thing, that's what it is. We are the product. Like they fucking take so much from us, health-wise, mentality-wise, money-wise. We're just a a production machine for them. And we need to start getting hip to that. Like, this whole Ozempic thing, dude, that commercial about if you or someone you know has taken Ozempic, you might be entitled to compensation.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's going to happen.
Ozempic's the one that's supposedly making people lose weight, right?
Yeah.
These motherfuckers don't know what they're doing, man. They're fucking... Oh, God. All this medication is fucking garbage.
Yeah. You know, I was talking at work about this, that, you know, all the pharmaceutical medicine is fake medicine. The real medicine is the pseudo-medicine that they've been telling us is fake. That's plant medicine.
Oh, yeah.
That's the real medicine.
Right.
You know, people to take, you know, stuff to like for example, I'm going bald. I'm thinning. It sucks, dude. I see it in the security cameras because there's a security camera that, like, captures the top of my head at work, and I can see myself.
You got a bald spot?
No, it's kind of hidden, but I'm thinning. Like I said, I'm thinning, and it sucks. You know, you don't, as a man, I don't know. It's a big deal. But I'm okay with it. But somebody recommended that I put coconut oil on my scalp.
Yeah.
Or rosemary oil. That's what she said. And that it will regrow that spot.
I believe it.
Yeah, same here. And so there's people that take, you know, what is that product for the hair for guys? I forget what it's called. You know, it's supposed to help you Rogaine. And then these other subscription things like Hims also sells, you know, like a hair regrowing thing.
Yeah.
But the thing is, and a lot of people don't know is once you start taking it, you're going to gain hair. You're going to maintain it. But the second you stop, game over, buddy.
You're going to look you're going to look like
fucking Charles, Professor Xavier from X-Men.
Nah, the... Who was Dr. Evil's son on Austin Powers? Remember he went bald like a week?
Oh, yeah.
Scotty.
Scotty, yeah. Oh,
Scotty,
man,
doesn't like chocolate.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
But you know what? With all this medicine bullshit, you know what? This is why I stay true to what I know works. And I'm going to play this clip to remind everybody of what works and our sponsor.
It's not, there's no audio. Can't hear it. Julio. Oh my God.
I know this works for sure.
Life got you feeling down. Baby Billy's Health Elixir will lift you up. Heal the spirit to heal the body.
Cold, flu, strips, even COVID. Every disease cured with ease by this blessed formula based on ancient scripture. You just drink this tasty coconut silkiness every morning, and that's it. Done. $100 for a one-month jug. Additional jugs, only $65 pop. And I make nothing. Zero. Zilch. By the time I pay all my scientists, all my people in my research department lab coats, it's a wash. Well, why you do it then, baby Billy? Well, because I'm selfless, and I want to heal as many people as the dear Lord lets me.
Baby Billy's Health Elixir, a miracle in a bottle.
Hey, I heard Baby Billy's Health Elixir makes your hair grow back, too.
It does, especially your pubic hair.
Oh, shit.
And your asshole hair.
Okay, hey, we don't need to hear that.
So you watched The Righteous Gemstones, right? You finished it?
Uh-huh.
What'd you think?
Oh, it was funny. Yeah.
That's it.
It was decent. I don't like TV. You know me. All right. Remember I shared this clip. You see what I'm looking at?
I see two different clips.
Anyway, whoever put this on, whoever shared this on Instagram the first time said this dude was a crackhead. But it was, now they're saying it was Method Man. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, Wu-Tang. No. Redman and Method Man, yeah.
Method Man. I'm going to play it one more time.
Were they part of the Wu-Tang Clan?
I don't know. Can you look it up? We'll talk about it after the clip. See if you can find out who this dude is.
Today's youth is crazy angry and they're learning faster. And America is scared to death of that shit. They're going to blow us up before they let us come into power. You can believe that shit. All that shit's going to burn. All of it.
So you believe in some kind of Armageddon?
Yeah, most definitely. We in the last times and days right now. The Illuminati's in effect. See, the Illuminati ain't nothing but like it's going to be a second Great Depression out here in America. Except this time, corporate America's prepared themselves for it. Meaning they're, when it hits, they're going to be, their money is going to be safe. As far as the rest of us that don't own our own businesses and things of that nature, so bad, we're going to be killing each other in the streets, man. Mad Max and Beyond Terror Dome and all that is going to be on, man. And they're going to have to blow us up, which is what they're going to do. They're going to inject us with these, they're going to say it's like for everybody mandatory AIDS testing because AIDS is so widespread. They're going to be giving them vaccines for it so they don't catch it off top like measles, mumps and stuff like that. But in all actuality, what they're doing is putting microchips in and your babies so they can keep tabs on where you're at. That's deep. They're not even using money anymore as far as paper. It's going to be cards to show what status you are, how financially well off you are, whatever. You know, what do you own? And it'll tell everything about you. Welfare is gone. They're just going, funds for schooling, gone. Today's youth is crazy angry and they're learning faster. And America is scared to death of that shit. They're going to blow us up before they let us come.
Yeah, that was in 1995, by the way.
Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of crazy how nothing really has changed since 1995. Isn't that around the time that Tupac and Biggie, got killed or something?
Something like that, yeah. Oh, shit.
And wasn't that around the time where they were saying that the record industry gathered rappers and told them, like, hey, you need to push this agenda.
Yeah, we did an episode about that.
Yeah, and some people refused, and a lot of those people ended up dead.
Right.
So this is crazy. So I went to the Cannabis Cup 2022, I want to say, or 2021. Yeah. In Detroit, Michigan, and the Wu-Tang Clan headlined it.
Let me guess, you met him.
Yeah.
You fucking meet everybody, dude. Well, I don't know what's up with you.
Dude, we smoked a joint that was a foot long. No. Yeah, it was a foot long. I forget how many ounces it fit in it or something like that. And they had it on stage, and the fucking thing, like, fell apart.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. They
are really smart people. Like a lot of people would say, oh, Julio, you see a black person and you're kind of racist towards them. But I'm telling you, it's not really a race thing for me. It's really intellectual thing for me. You can be any color and be dumb as a piece of shit, or you can be any race color and be brilliant. And I think that some of these guys really are.
Right. How we talk about it every week, man. The people that we're against are mostly like blue-haired white chicks that fucking don't understand what's going on around them. You know?
Yeah. All
right, I got a clip. Now, this dude is the guy that came up with the PCR test. And he's talking shit about Fauci. Alright? And then he died like 4 months before COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check this out.
Guys like Fauci get up there and start talking. You know, he doesn't know anything really about anything. And I'd say that to his face. Nothing. The man thinks you can take a blood sample and stick it in an electron microscope, and if it's got a virus in there, you'll know it. He doesn't understand electron microscopy, and he doesn't understand medicine, and he should not be in a position like he's in. Most of those guys up there on the top are just total administrative people, and they don't know anything about what's going on the bottom. But the simplest person on the planet can say, well, if we know that this disease is caused by HIV, how do we know that? Who figured it out? Is it in the Bible, you know? Or is it in the Journal of the American Medical Association? Is it in some place where we can all look at it? That's what science is supposed to do. It's empirical science. That's what we do.
He died 4 months before COVID started. And that interview was like fucking... That was back in the 90s. And he was talking shit about Fauci.
Damn.
And that was when... And Fauci's the one that started AIDS, too.
Yeah.
You know? Piece of shit. And fucking Biden's gonna fucking give him up. Preemptive pardon or whatever the fuck. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, so so this goes, I don't know if you remember me talking about the GATE program, G-A-T-E,
yeah,
that existed in the school systems.
No, I don't remember that. I don't remember.
Back in the 80s and 90s. So they're saying that. So check this out. I used to be in school and I would get taken to these like trailers that were set up in the back, and I would be administered a hearing test, and I would be at these big headphones and this ugly machine in front of me. And so if you, the name GATE program was actually to like send you to a quote magnet school. You ever heard that term, magnet?
No, I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, so these were like advanced students that achieved more, kind of like an honors program.
Okay.
And so now they're saying that did you undergo strange hearing tests in school? There's evidence that the GATE program was a recruitment/tracking op by the government intel to locate kids who are clairvoyant, telepathic, can remote view, and are Rh negative.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, they're looking for the kids with different eyes, you know, like they call it heterochromia. And it's a differing melanin deposit in the eyes, and it's tied to the pineal gland. Rh negative blood, you know, it stems, you know, with like mythology and super soldiers and everything, you know, like the Nephilim.
Right. That's what I was going to say. It goes back to the Nephilim. And, I think I'm a Nephilim.
Yeah.
I don't know. I find that shit super interesting, though.
Yeah, like a lot of people say, you know, they're defending it, saying that they were just hearing tests. But I don't know, man. I always felt like something odd because I would see that some of my classmates were moved to different schools. You know, and I read a lot. I read a lot of, like, you know, like I enjoy a good book that could be a great movie. So some of them are science fiction. And I've read books where they have institutes where they take children to that have these kind of powers that can benefit the government, that can benefit, you know, winning wars or even political influence in things.
Yeah.
Dude, I think this is a real thing. I remember all those hearing tests. I remember going to those fucking random trailers in the back.
Do you know your blood type?
I think I'm like just regular, man.
Okay, because I remember you, was it last week? I remember you saying that your grandparents were like from another country or some shit.
Yeah, my my great grandfather is rumored to have been German.
Okay.
But it does not fit into the Nazi narrative.
I don't know. I think the Rh negative type O negative specifically comes from fucking Ireland. I don't that's what I think. And if you look, have you heard the stories about the redheaded giants in Iraq?
Yeah.
You know, redheads, they all come from fucking Ireland and that area, like Sweden, the Nordic area. So I don't know, man. It's all spiritual warfare. It's super fucking interesting, man. We should do a whole episode on that shit.
Yeah, what's her name? We did an episode with her, Heidi.
Oh yeah, the Mormon. Fox. Heidi yeah. Love. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a Nephilim.
Yeah.
No, for real.
Well, what do you mean for real? Come on now. What are we talking about?
Well, her descendants. Sorry. Harper for meeting that Roma crust. But she was talking to she was a descendant of the Nephilim.
Yeah, I remember that. She suspected that, but we don't fucking know, dude. It's interesting though.
It is. And the thing is, check this out. So I have a friend who is also a listener. He has really unique blue eyes. And, you know, we've talked about this whole Nephilim thing. And he kind of, like, started thinking about it. And he's like, maybe I am. But he's always had, like, a different frequency. Like, people that can feel frequencies always kind of, like, notice him in a different way. And he's a super great dude. Like, I don't know. I often wonder if that is really, really true.
Yeah.
Cause, like, he's a great guy, dude. Like, he takes care of his family. He's planning for, like, you know, like, he's growing his own food. He raises his own chickens. He's a different kind of man, you know, like the kind of man America needs more of, right. I think.
Well, man, you know, maybe we've been deceived about all this shit. Maybe the Nephilim aren't so bad after all. Who knows, man? You know, the book's been manipulated. You know, I wake up every morning and I pray to God. I don't, obviously, I don't say in Jesus' name. I say in the name of the Christ at the end. Because the Christ is the chosen one. We know there were no J's. You know, it was Yeshua. I'm not gonna listen to some fucking pastor tell me what to fucking do because they're all fucking trying to make money. And they don't know what they're fucking talking about. The whole thing has been manipulated, all right? And I don't fucking know what I'm doing, but I'm trying my best, you know? So I don't know.
Yeah,
let's end it on a funny note here. I got one more clip.
Ready? End it?
Maybe not. It's been about an hour. Yeah. I'm starting to get drunk. All right, here.
When I came up, dude, football was it was gladiated. It was angry. It was angry. It was just. Like, when we hit somebody, when I played, if you hit somebody and he didn't get up, like, we didn't hold hands with the other team and pray, like, hold hands and all, everyone prays for him to get up. We used to do a Indian, like, sell a hump dance circle around, like, yeah, look at you. oh, 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 oh. And be like, and our crowd's like, he's paralyzed. That's right. Oh, oh, oh. We'd be looking for his mother crying. Be like, that's right, lady. That's what you get for letting him out here with killers. He can't even wiggle his toes. Take his socks. Take his socks. We would tie his socks around our helmet for the next week. Like the next team, they knew, oh, that's the team that be tying paralyzed niggas socks around their helmets to scare them next week. When I came up.
All right. Dude, that is how it was.
Yeah, yeah. I like that better, man. I'm still so, like that. My mind has not changed a bit. This society cannot influence me.
But you know? ain't it strange that it's okay in our society to, if somebody gets injured, we can pray for them, but we can have, you know, like a, not even a pledge of allegiance. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's just hypocritical. I don't know. But we can't end it with me talking about the, without me talking about the Jews.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, so you ever heard of this Cars for Kids spelled with a K?
K-A-R-S for kids?
Yeah.
What's that about?
K-A-R-S, the number four, and then kids. All right, so I remember a while back I kept seeing these ads, and I was like, oh, this must be a good organization. I kind of looked into it, and I went on the website, and I'm like, I don't have a car at the time, you know, to donate, so irrelevant. But come to find out, listen to this. Cars for Kids is a national organization that provides educational, developmental, and recreational programs for Jewish children and their families. The goal is to help children become productive members of the community. And I don't know. I don't have anything against the Jews, but they definitely take care of themselves. That's
any
for
listeners
sure.
Know better than that. Anybody that's...
It's just amazing how well they take care of each other. And I don't know. I think there's something to that. And then did you know that the HPV, human papillomavirus, is in the shape of a six-pointed star, and the treatment for it is orthocarbonic acid, which is in the shape of swastika.
What is HPV again? What does it do?
I think it's like herpes.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's not deadly.
It's not, but a lot of people have it. But right. It's kind of ironic that the disease is in the shape of the Star of David and the cure is in the shape of a swastika. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that finds that funny. I don't know. That's okay. But and then check this out, dude. This is insane. I kind of really, really dig this one.
Woman who becomes pregnant. Even if that woman suffers a miscarriage, even if that woman tragically makes the wrong choice and gets rid of the life within her through an abortion, or if the baby comes to full term, cells are exchanged between the mother and the child so that after either a miscarriage, tragically, sadly, an abortion, or birth, those cells will remain in your body, ladies, for the rest of your life. You have living cells of all your children in your body right now, even if you had a miscarriage. Scientists discovered that when a woman becomes sick who has been a mother, they noticed certain clusters of cells from her body going to the ill area in her body and would be seeking to make her well, to fight off the whether it was a disease, whether it was a sickness, whatever it was. And guess what cells those were? The cells of your children. See, maternity has its blessings. That's why even at the beginning when Adam and Eve fell, when God says you will be saved through childbearing, the word saved literally means health. When those cells run to the defense of the mother, even if the child no longer is here on earth through a miscarriage or through an abortion, your child is fighting to save your life.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? Like,
comes pregnant.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
Even if that woman sucked.
I feel bad that we have drifted away from that. Like, and I'm kind of guilty of that, you know, not recognizing the deep, deep connection that a physical connection has and how long lasting it could be. Like I have seen or I have read articles to say that you shouldn't. You shouldn't come in a woman because she will forever carry those genetic things about you forever.
Right.
Like, I think we've forgotten about that, the implicality of that. And I think it goes back to what we were talking about in the earlier part of our episode in trying to seek God and things like that. I think you got to think about that. Like, I've also seen that the second that the sperm enters the cell, you know, like the I forget what it's called right now, but that it enters the cell and fertilizes the egg, that's what it is, that there's a flash of light, and that's
yeah,
when the soul...
I've heard that. I was looking at that not too long ago. Yeah,
damn, dude, like we forget that. We forget what a big thing that is, and I think we need to go back to remembering that. Like, right. I was kind of not bummed out. I really didn't give a fuck, but I was seeing about this girl on OnlyFans who had, like, sex with 100 guys.
Oh, God.
You know, and she was crying, and she was saying, you know, that, you know, she was tired. She really wasn't prepared for it. But then, you know, she said she's going to do it again. With 1,000 guys. Yeah.
Oh, God.
And it's like, I don't know, man. Like,
yeah, it ain't right. It's evil. But I shouldn't talk because I've had sex with hundreds of chicks. So,
and that's what I mean. Like, I feel the same way. I shouldn't, but I think I think we're both blessed to kind of have come around and seen the other side.
Yeah.
And that is something that I'm very grateful for because it does make you act differently. It does make you value things more differently. And, you know, like part of life is evolving and sometimes, losing or forgetting previous thoughts and patterns and beliefs.
Right. Yeah.
And that's really what it's about. If you're stuck in believing what you're believing that, you know, when you were 8 years old or whatever, I mean, that's bad. You know, like, be willing to evolve.
Muhammad Ali said that if you're the same man when you're 20 as you are 50, you wasted 30 years of your life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to learn things, you know? And what you were saying about abortion, it's like, isn't it fucking crystal clear that you see these women out here, you know, holding up signs and shit, protesting about abortion. Like, why are you so passionate about fucking killing a life form? What the fuck? How is that not evil? Why? You know? You just want to be able to fuck and not have to take care of anybody? I mean, I don't understand it. There's something super evil about that. And I think there is... That's some kind of possession, man. That shit ain't right.
Yeah, I think we celebrate women like Chelsea Handler, who brags about being, you know, like a childless cat lady. You know, when she's like 50 something years old.
Who is that? I don't know her.
Some kind of like celebrity. I think she had a talk show, but I haven't really heard about her in a while. But she always bragged about, you know, being, you know, childless, how great that is and everything. And yeah. I mean, even the celebrities that have children, they act like they don't have children.
Right.
You know, And then a lot of them are fucking turning their kids trans.
Oh my God. Yeah. You that know. Is, yeah. I don't know. I would say we're in the last days, but they've been saying that for 2,000 years. You know what I mean? We don't know.
Yeah.
The Romans were fucking queers and shit, doing all kinds of crazy shit, but I don't think they had the... they may or may not have had the technology to do the shit we're doing today. Who knows? But... I don't know. You want to end it?
Yeah. Yeah, I also want to point out that my friend Luigi Mangione was over here the other day, and he helped me completely rebuild my house. He was here from like 6 a.m. to 12 a.m., and he never left my side. I can attest to it. I can verify it.
Yeah, that dude is something else. Like, you got the fucking, you got liberals that are fucking swinging from his nuts. All he did was kill somebody. You know?
I don't know. Killed who?
Huh?
Who he killed who?
The CEO of the United Healthcare.
Who was going to do what?
I'm losing you. What are you talking about?
To testify about Nancy Pelosi doing insider trading.
Yeah, we talked about that, right? Last week or whatever. I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
Supposedly. All right. Anybody's got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints? ConspiracySoldiers@yahoo.com. ConspiracySoldiers on Instagram, YouTube. 31 Flu Frog 6. Call us and leave us a message or a text. 31 Flu, FLU as in the Wuhan flu. 31 Flu China. Frog 6.
China.
All right. You got anything else?
No, just thanks everybody for listening, and love you guys.
Yeah. Leave us good reviews, tell your friends, and yeah, that's about it. Pass the word.
Hey, so I won't see you.
We're still recording. Can you hear the music?
No.
Never mind. This happened before. I don't know why I keep changing it, but I changed my mind again.
That shitty song.
I don't think it's shitty. I like it. House of the Rising Sun. Badass.
Dude, so I worked out in Bryan, Ohio.
Oh, hold up. We'll talk about this after. That's interesting.